This is the Behind the Problem Sessions with Natalie Liu. You're listening to Session 3. Behind the Problem. All of our problems have a purpose, especially the ones that continue over an extended period or that we cling to whether it's conscious or not. If there's a theme to problems that occur in our life, or the same problem keeps popping up like Michael Myers from the Halloween films, it's because there's a payoff to having that problem. Yes, our problems do help us to heal, learn, and grow. But in terms of why we continue to have a problem, and in fact might feel very attached to it, it's because it serves a purpose. Whatever a problem prevents you from having to be, do, see, or feel, it ultimately stops you from having to ascend into your potential, helps you to avoid your purpose, or delays taking the next step or moving on to the next stage of your life. It's also possible that as well as avoiding certain things, you get something else, like attention, people feeling sorry for you, a sense of righteousness. Having a problem might also prove something about you or others, validating underlying negative beliefs. Don't freak out. What you've experienced around problems is part of the human experience, so you're not weird or anything else you might be thinking. Us humans can be very driven by fear and ego. Both endeavor to protect us, but are very overzealous and prone to exaggeration. This means that even when being or doing something would be in our highest good and allow us to move forward, this can be felt like something that's very threatening to us. We might fear alienating others or abandoning or being abandoned by them. It could be that we're convinced that we're going to fail or make a holy show out of ourselves. Perhaps we worry about outshining or putting someone out of a job they have in our life. Maybe we're quite simply afraid of the unknown and feel super uncomfortable with uncertainty. So we cling to our uncomfortable comfort zone because even though it hurts, we know what to expect and we figure that it can't get much worse. If we've spent our whole life telling ourselves that we are certain things because of how our parents did or didn't parent us, or because of painful experiences, and then moving forward would actually call into question our old judgments and reveal our misunderstandings that we've driven our life with, we will resist resolving and healing a problem. In fact, we might construct our lives in such a way that we get to keep having the problem. Why? Well, it allows us to be right. Because we think that updating our perspective makes us look wrong. That it invalidates us, or that it lets someone off the hook. Or we wouldn't have to take responsibility for ourselves. Or we get to stay small, where we fear being big or bigger. And we might even get to feel as if we have something over others that we can use to make them feel bad. But ultimately, having the problem derails our life, not everyone else's. We suffer, not them. So it's time to get very honest with you about this problem, compassionately. One of the things that we all do as humans is have expectations of others that we don't necessarily fulfill ourselves. We get mad at them for things that we ourselves are guilty of in some form. Somewhere in this problem will be something about honesty, and it is critical to bring your own honesty into the equation so that you can begin liberating you from the problem. And yes, it can be uncomfortable when you recognize that you're not Edward squeaky clean. I want to stress. The fact that you are responsible for your boundaries and well-being exists whether you're honest or not. However, don't confuse the need for you to be more honest with you or the fact that you may have said or done things that you recognize as your part in a situation with being responsible for the other person's feelings and behavior. You're not. But even if someone has behaved like the biggest ass clown on the planet and could do with apologizing, atoning, making amends, being found out, experiencing consequences, they will, just not on your beat or your watch, you are thinking, saying, and doing things that are causing this problem to continue for you. There is the original problem, So whatever it is that went down originally, the thing that you think went wrong, the issue that presented itself, the thing that they said slash did or didn't do or say. The thing is, though, the original problem happened in the past. From the moment that problem occurred, the clock has ticked on it. Time and life have moved forward, and choices have been made that have extended the problem in some way. It is possible that the problem in and of itself stopped. For example, the original problem might be that you discovered that a friend or family member had betrayed you. That is understandably painful. Of course you're going to experience a myriad of emotions and grieve. This takes time. But where the issue gets sticky and becomes your current problem is what you do in the aftermath. Specifically, what you tell yourself about what happened and what it means to and about you and life. However you respond is dictated by that narrative. That means that if you spent months hating and berating you because this person let you down, the way you are feeling now is because of all the things you've said and done to you during that time. They didn't make you do that. And you might argue to yourself that you are only feeling this way now because of what they did and that you wouldn't have treated you in this way otherwise. But that's not entirely true. In any given situation where we feel triggered and experience a myriad of emotions, it's not that what the person did isn't downright annoying or upsetting, or that some of these emotions aren't useful for helping us to process, but we wouldn't respond in the way in which we've responded if we didn't have baggage about the particular issue at hand. We wouldn't. So, whatever this issue is that you've experienced, you have the current problem, but it also represents an old problem. Humans are creatures of habit. You have responded to this situation because it's your habit to do so. The original problem and current one remind you, whether it's consciously or not, of something slash someone from the past. Whatever it's reminding you of is driving the purpose of you having this problem and why you might feel inexplicably attached to your position or getting something before you will move forward. Recognizing that the past is playing a big part here doesn't take away from what you experienced or the other party's responsibility for their behavior. But it does help you to make sense of what you're thinking, feeling, and doing, especially if you have felt confused and even scared by your response to what happened. Something, possibly a number of things from the past, has risen to the surface of your life to be healed. You're being invited to see what you couldn't see before. Looking at the problem that you identified in your journal, can you differentiate between the original problem and the current ones? Do they reflect an old problem from the past?